Welcome to the second series of Ryan Opera Center recitals presented by WFMT Chicago. This series of recitals featuring singers from the Patrick G. and Shirley W. Ryan Opera Center at Lyric Opera of Chicago has once again been generously supported by Julie and Roger Basquez. I'm Colin Ewer, your host. In this recital, we're going to encounter some of opera's most tragic women, whose predicament is depicted in song rather than in operatic arias. Mention the character of Ariadne to any opera lover, and they'll immediately think of Richard Strauss's opera, Ariadne of Naxos. Ariadne, the daughter of King Minos of Crete, helped Theseus in his fight with the Minotaur. Following his triumph, the couple fell in love, but Theseus abandons her on the island of Naxos. Ariadne's tragedy is also the subject of Joseph Haydn's cantata Ariana and Naxos, a four-movement work and a vocal tour de force composed by Haydn in the 1780s towards the end of his tenure as composer-in-residence to the Esterházy family. The opening recitative depicts the desolate Ariana longing for Theseus' return. This leads into the first aria, Dove sei mio bel tesoro? Where are you, my beloved? In the second recitative, Ariana realizes that Theseus has abandoned her. And in the cantata's final aria, she sings about her longing for death. Here to perform Haydn's cantata, Ariana and Naxos, is Julie Ann Miller, accompanied by Maureen Zoltek.
Thank you.
Joseph Haydn's cantata Ariana Anaxos, performed there by Julianne Miller and Maureen Zortek. Next, we're going to hear two songs inspired by operatic characters. Gounod's opera Faust is one of the best loved in the repertory. The opera's tragic heroine, Marguerite, based on the character of Gretchen from the first part of Goethe's Faust. Gretchen has also been immortalized in Schubert's famous song, Gretchen am Spinnrade, Gretchen at her spinning wheel. As she spins, the sound of her spinning wheel heard in the piano accompaniment, Gretchen can think only of her lover. Her heart is heavy and her peace of mind has gone. She longs to see his smile and feel his kiss. The second song, Ouvre ton cœur, Open Your Heart, is by Georges Bizet and was originally composed for the title character in his opera, Carmen. However, he changed his mind, composing the famous Habanera for Carmen instead. Ouvre ton cœur is one of Bizet's most beautiful songs. The daisy has closed its petals and the shadow has closed its eyes. Beauty, will you speak to me? Open your heart to my love. I wish to reclaim my soul as a flower opens to the sun. Here's Tracy Canton to perform Gretchen am Spinnrade and Janae Bridges to perform Ouvre ton cœur. They're accompanied by Craig Terry.
Und hart in ihn und gehen.
Schubert's Lied Gretchen am Spinnrader, sung there by Tracy Canton, and Bise's melody Ouvre ton coeur by Janae Bridges. They were accompanied by Craig Terry. The character of Ophelia in Shakespeare's play Hamlet is one of his greatest creations. Driven to despair by the treatment she's received from the men she loves, and witnessing her father's murder by Hamlet, she sinks into madness. The play, and particularly Ophelia's mad scene, also inspired Ambroise Thomas to compose his opera, Amelie. But Ophelia's mad scene has also been well represented in song. And in 1873, Johannes Brahms composed his five Ophelia songs. Now, although the songs have a folk-style character, they also evoke the dark tragedy of Ophelia's fate. In the first song, Wie erkenn ich mein Treulieb, she asks how she will recognize her true love. In the second, Sein Leichenhemd weiß, she sings about her father in his white funeral shroud, covered in flowers. In Guten Morgens ist St. Valentinstag, Ophelia sings about a young virgin who waits below her lover's window on St. Valentine's Day. He invites her in, but when she leaves the next morning, she's a virgin no longer. In Sie trugen ihn auf der Bahre bloß, Ophelia sings about her father's funeral, and in the final song, Und kommt nicht mehr zurück, the mad Ophelia asks if he will return to her. Realizing that he's gone, God should have mercy on his soul. Here to sing the Ophelia Lieder by Johannes Brahms is Laura Wilde, accompanied by Maureen Zoltek.
Und kommt nicht mehr zurück.
Brahms's Ophelia Lieder, sung there by Laura Wilde, accompanied by Maureen Zoltek. Another of Shakespeare's great creations is the character of Lady Macbeth, a woman on a mission who'll stop at nothing, including murder, to get what she wants. Needless to say, Shakespeare's play has been the inspiration for many works, including Giuseppe Verdi's great opera. Janae Bridges is going to sing Lady Macbeth Ashena by Joseph Horowitz, the text of which is taken directly from Shakespeare's play. It opens with Lady Macbeth exulting at the news that witches have told Macbeth that he will be the next King of Scotland. However, she fears that Macbeth will not have the necessary resolve to murder King Duncan and claim his throne. When Macbeth arrives, she convinces him that he must murder the king. In the next section of the Ashena, Macbeth murders the king. But when he returns to Lady Macbeth carrying the bloodstained daggers, she's horrified. The daggers should be left in the bedchamber, and the groom sleeping in Duncan's room should be smeared with blood so that it will appear that they have killed him. The final section is taken from the end of the play. The Macbeth's reign as king and queen has been a disaster and is almost at an end. Lady Macbeth has lost her reason and is sleepwalking, tortured by guilt. Here's Janae Bridges, accompanied by Craig Terry, to perform Lady Macbeth Ashena by Joseph Horowitz.
Transported me beyond this ignorant present, and I feel now the future in the instant. Charged with snores. I have drunk deposits, the dead for me should do contend upon them, whether to live or die. I made the daggers ready, he could not miss them. Had he not resembled my father as he slept, I had done it. rooms withal. For it must seem vacant.
Lady Macbeth, a Scena by Joseph Horowitz, performed there by Ginny Bridges and Craig Terry. I think it's fair to say that Alban Berg's 1935 opera Lulu is never a sure box office success for any opera company. Even today, audiences seem to be daunted by its subject matter and Berg's music. Based on Frank Wedekind's plays, Earth Spirit and Pandora's Box, it's a harrowing tale about a young woman called Lulu and her various sordid affairs, ending tragically when she becomes a victim of the notorious prostitute killer, Jack the Ripper. To end today's recital, we're going to hear three songs inspired by Lulu. And we begin with Brown, Rose and Henderson's 1925 song, Don't Bring Lulu. Little Johnny White has invited his friends to a party on the strict understanding they can bring any woman they want apart from Lulu. He then goes on to list all of Lulu's salacious shenanigans. Don't bring Lulu, he reminds them, because I'm bringing her myself. This is followed by Ben Moore's humorous song, Sexy Lady, a torch song for mezzo-sopranos who long to play sexy ladies and femme fatales, but inevitably end up pulling on pants and boots and playing young men instead. And finally, Harry Warren's song, Lulu's Back in Town, immortalized by Fats Waller. Got to get my old tuxedo pressed, got to sew a button on my vest, 'cause tonight I got to look my best, Lulu's back in town. Tell the mailman not to call, ain't coming home until the fall. And then again, I might not come home at all, Lulu's back in town. So, three songs inspired by the character of Lulu, performed now by Anthony Clark Evans, Julianne Miller, and Will Liverman. They're accompanied by Craig Terry.
Your presence is requested, wrote little Johnny White. But with this invitation, there's a stipulation. When you attend this party, you'll all be treated right. But there's a wild and woolly woman you boys can't invite. You can bring Pearl, she's a darn nice girl, but don't bring Lulu. You can bring Rose with the turned up nose, but don't bring Lulu. Lulu always wants to do what the folks don't want her to. When she struts her stuff around, London Bridge is falling down. You can bring cake or a porterhouse steak, but don't bring Lulu. Lulu gets blue and goes cuckoo like the clock upon the shelf. She's the kind of smarty, breaks up every party. Hullabaloo, don't bring Lulu, she'll come here herself. Last week we had a party, a real high-toned affair. And then along came Lulu, wild as any Zulu. She started into Charleston, and how the boys did stare. But when she did the hula hula, then she got the air. You can bring Flo, her dad's got dough, but don't bring Lulu. You can bring Lil, she's an awful pill, but don't bring Lulu. Lulu has the reddest hair, auburn here and henna there. How can we boys keep our heads? Bulls go wild when they see red. You can bring peas and crackers and cheese, but don't bring Lulu. When she gets sore, she slams the door and the plates fly off the shelf. She can make a fella wild on sarsaparilla. Hullabaloo, don't bring Lulu, she'll come here herself. You can bring ham and crackers and jam, but don't bring Lulu. Lulu goes wild, and when she's wild, she climbs up on the shelf. Make a pasta. Be a dancing master, hullabaloo, don't bring Lulu, I'll bring her myself. I'll bring her myself.
pants in those operas by Mozart and Strauss. And I guess it's my fate, 'cause the music's so great, and they so often bring down the house. But one can get tired of those damnable pants. So I'm here to proclaim, if you'd give me the chance, you would see.
Thank you.
breast. Got a sore button on my vest. Cause tonight I've got to look my best. Lulu's back in town. Gotta get a half a buck somewhere. Gotta shine my shoes and slick my hair. Gotta get myself a boutonniere. Lulu's back in town. You can tell all my pets, all my Harlem coquettes, Mr. Otis regrets that he won't be around. You can tell the mailman not to call. I ain't coming home until the fall, and I might not get back home at all. Lulu's back in town. You can tell all my pets, all my Harlem coquettes, Mr. Liverman regrets that I won't be around. You can tell the mailman not to call. I'm coming home until the fall, and I might not get back home at all. Lulu's back in town. Lulu's back in town. Oh, Lulu, she's back in town.
Don't Bring Lulu, sung there by Anthony Clark Evans, Sexy Lady, sung by Julianne Miller, and Lulu's Back in Town, sung by Will Liverman, brings this recital, given by singers from the Ryan Opera Center at Lyric Opera of Chicago, to a close. In today's recital, you heard Julianne Miller, Tracy Campton, Janae Bridges, Laura Wilde, Anthony Clark Evans, and Will Liverman. They were accompanied by Craig Terry and Ryan Opera Center apprentice coach, Maureen Zoltek. The recitals are made possible by the generous support of Julie and Roger Baskes. Thanks to Craig Terry, the music director, and Dan Novak, the director of the Patrick G. and Shirley W. Ryan Opera Center at Lyric Opera of Chicago. Thanks also to Lyric Opera of Chicago's general director, Anthony Freud. Carolyn Pollan is our producer, and the music producer is Christopher Willis. I'm your host, Colin Ewer. Thanks for listening to the Ryan Opera Center Recital Series on 98.7 WFMT.